Welcome to Kalahari. We are back to the 2025 PA Truck Driving Championships, sponsored by PMTA and the media sponsor CNS. And we're here with none other than Bob Dolan. He's last year doing, well, maybe not Bob, that might not be Bob, but Bob's somewhere around here. Nine drivers are gonna be crowned. One of them is gonna be the grand champion, and they're gonna go off to nationals. So we just gotta wish him best of luck.
So this is one of the days of the year that we really have an opportunity to highlight our drivers.
Yes.
And the drivers especially that are here today are really like they exemplify the best of PMTA, yeah, which is safety, dedication, and really just dedicating their lives to making sure the American economy succeeds.
Yes.
Most of us, when the work day is over, we just want to stop thinking about work and go do something else. And these guys are like, well, I'm done driving. Now I have to go practice driving. Kudos to them for what they do. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Try to strive to be like those guys. Just appreciate what those guys do every day out on the roadway, keeping our family safe. That's what it's about, being here.
And how do you or your company prepare for this event? Do you practice throughout the whole year? Does your company have like a truck rodeo?
Yeah, so we have a local at our center, and then the two top guys at our birth center go to our nationals, what we call it, which is in Texas.
Yeah.
DHL, they helped us by setting us up with an instructor that was pretty experienced with this competition.
Yeah.
And in doing so, that helped us get kind of like a head start mentally.
It's kind of a volunteer. If you want to do it, you just let your safety guys know, and then they bring us. We had we did have one practice course at our home terminal in Altoona. I made sure I went to that because I wanted to be ready. They set up an obstacle course in our lot, and we all went through it. I am proud to say that out of the eight drivers that showed up, I had the best score. So, looking forward to going out there and proving my point.
Every April, the first week in April, we do a qualifying at our terminal down in Harrisburg.
Yep.
And all the drivers come there to compete against each other, and then they take the best guys out of that and they put them in the class.
Yep.
So like, we'll have the Pennsylvania guys come there, and then everybody from Pennsylvania competes against each other and they take the best. We win trophies and stuff there too.
As far as practice wise, we don't really start practicing until like about a month before this one. We try to get at least two good solid days of practice. If we can get three, that's great, you know. And but it's long days of practice. It's,
yeah,
not, you know, when you're not going for an hour of practice, you know, we're sometimes 10-11 hours of practice.
Wow.
You know?
This competition isn't all game. These are professional drivers that have spent hours practicing, not only researching and diving into questions for the big driver test that they're going to be doing, the safety test.
They gave us a book, a driver, a fact for drivers book, and the answers came right out of that book. It's like, if you studied that book, you got through this test.
When it comes to Scantron sheets,
yeah,
I get a little nervous.
Yeah.
A lot of it was common knowledge, and then certain questions kind of like threw you a curveball.
Not so much numbers this time, which threw me off this year, because I was like, I'm going to make sure I know all those numbers and dates, and a lot of them weren't in there.
Also doing pre-trip inspections that the professional drivers do every day, but on a hard course, making sure they find every little issue.
They will put stickers over headlights. They will put markers on the wheel. They're going to build up air out of the tires.
Yeah.
They will loosen lug nuts. There's a lot of little things. They'll remove wiper blades. They'll put a piece of tape, like clear tape, and put a black line on it and put it on the windshield.
Nice.
You know, that's not something you're going to think about right away, but if you're paying attention, and don't worry about the clock.
It was, again, if you don't get underneath the truck and literally get up to the machines and,
yes,
stuff, you don't know what you're looking for.
Yep.
To do a general walk around inspection is okay. You'll get certain items, but if you don't literally stick your face down where you belong, you're not going to see anything. And
yep,
there was stuff that was hidden. I mean, they had stuff behind where you wouldn't be looking. And if you weren't underneath that truck, you weren't going. I mean, I was afraid when I got underneath the truck that I was going to have trouble getting out up from underneath the truck, how far I was in there, you know, but it was fun.
Well, and it's timed as well, right? So you have what?
Yeah.
Is it minutes?
We had 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
8 minutes to go around the trailer.
We were sitting in the room after they finished the pre-trip, and I hear the drivers just going, what did you catch?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch that one. Yeah. What was that conversation like?
I had a couple guys that were doing the pre-trip and the same as me, and I would ask them, like, did you find the weld? Did you find the airbag? Did you find stuff like that? And they're like, no. Uh-huh.
As you can see, we got the water slides behind us. Family fun event. Oh yeah, I have a family right here, and we are gonna be having fun.
All right, we have Frank here. Frank, I believe you're leading this course next year, right? This competition next year?
Yeah, that's correct. I'll be the first chair for the state of Pennsylvania. Looking forward to that.
Yep, looking forward to it. So what's that mean this year? Is it a lot of like shadowing and being a part of every single step of this? So what is the first chair do for next year?
The first chair, I was in charge of a lot of the events outside. So a lot of the coordination and following through and just how deep they pay attention to every little piece of detail to make this such a great event. So it's just awesome. So just following in some of the footsteps with that.
And you're following Bob, right?
I will be in Bob Dolan's shoes. I hope I can fill those shoes next year.
Bob Dolan is a legend.
When you get the Nationals, it's kind of like a little different atmosphere, right? Like, it's really like kind of almost friendly because you're already at the big game.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, everybody's there, and it's like, everybody, you know, it's great because all these guys have been out there safe all year long. I mean, which is almost impossible these days with everybody texting and driving and stuff like that. So, but yeah, when you get there and it's indoors, it's a totally different atmosphere as far as competing wise. And then, like even pre-trip, like most of the equipment's like newer. So it's like defects don't stick out as much as when you have a raggedy equipment, you know? So, it's definitely a different, you know, it's definitely a game changer, you know, but it's awesome. It's exciting. It's the best atmosphere. It's really, really nice.
What do you think about the driving course?
The driving course was definitely challenging. Definitely was. I mean, they did stuff this year that we're not used to.
Yes.
Like, they put that corral up that we had to go through, which made it challenging. Our backup barrier, we normally have to get really close to the barrier and then not touch it, but get as close as you can. This year, they put a score pad down and no side rail on the driver's side. So you had to back up to that and not touch the backup
and
barrier.
And you're like an inch or two away from it.
And it's very close. Very close. And driving with the right instead of the left side makes it totally different.
Yeah. So,
but it was interesting. We had fun out here in the pouring rain.
A lot of this is being able to remember the rules and then follow it. While your nerves in the truck, were you a nerves of steel type of person or?
No, you get up in that truck sometimes and you forget, like, what the heck is this course about? And you're like, what is the problem? And unfortunately, you see some drivers drive by and they miss a problem, and it's just the nerves.
It's that pad for me for the twins, the bullseye pad. I've never done anything like that before.
I'm actually the course chair.
Okay.
At the Nationals, so.
Wow.
Learn a lot of ideas and stuff like that. So tell those guys to beware out there.
You know, we've got volunteers, 200
some odd. 200 or so, yeah.
200 some odd volunteers.
Which, just perspective-wise, there's 200-plus drivers participating in the event, and you have just as many people helping out as volunteers, which is insane.
Without the volunteers, this doesn't happen.
Yep.
Or if it happens, it takes twice as long. So these folks are out there in their comfortable shoes and their sunblock, putting in 30,000 steps to make sure that the scorecards make it from this event to the scoring table, and you know, just helping to really shuttle, you know, resources from one place to another. So, you know, we can't thank those folks enough. And a lot of those folks will just go nameless. You know, they're on a checklist somewhere that someone manages, but you know, we can thank them here. But on an individual level, you know, it's the satisfaction of a job well done for those people, and we couldn't do it without them. So to all of you that are volunteering, you know, a huge thanks from all of us to, you know, to you for what you do.
If you're wanting to get involved and sort of eventually wanting to maybe lead this event, how do you get involved and how do you, you know, move your way up to something like this role?
I think being involved, going to the PMTA, getting in with the SMC, getting in a lot of the, you know, that's kind of where like all the companies, the hats come off, and we're all in it for the same business, you know, making our highways safe and getting to know everybody and just the friendships, you know, built, and then getting involved at TDCs and started as a driver eventually, but eventually as a volunteer, and then eventually the more involved the opportunities arose, and here I will be next year.
65 rookies this year. So
I was wondering. I couldn't count fast enough. I was like, wow, that's
that's close to a full third of the field is rookies, and that's awesome. So, you know, my task for next year and years coming is to increase the number of carriers that are allowing entry. So we want some of the smaller carriers that if they can swing the expense and the time to let their drivers compete, because you know this networking is way better than anything you get on LinkedIn. There's nothing wrong with that, but you know, this is where the rubber meets the road, literally, and these folks are having a great time.
That's what it's all about.
Stay safe out there.